In the small town of Hampton, the Franklin County Courthouse lawn is scattered with campaign signs. Some plastered to the side of cars, some on sticks, held by the dozens of voters here to support both Christy Vilsack or Steve King.
Steve King, American Dream!
Hampton Mayor Sean Dietz says this is a contentious election in a newly drawn district.
I almost feel like there's a possibility that we have an instance where you have a Republican that's maybe too far to the right for some people and a Democrat who's maybe too far to the left for some people.
Inside the historic Windsor Movie Theater, the debate touched on the economy, wind energy, and the federal deficit. But the issue that really sparked a response from the audience was recent controversial voter ID laws. The Iowa laws were proposed by Republican Secretary of State Matt Schultz, who says they're necessary to prevent fraudulent votes. But Vilsack says it could stifle voter turnout.
And I don't think that there is any evidence that there is a great deal of voter fraud out there. We should do everything we possibly can to encourage every person to vote. And
I heard that. We should do all we can to encourage every person to vote. I don't agree. I completely don't agree. I think they need to be citizens of the United States of America in order to cast a ballot.
Vilsack says the laws could prevent many older voters from going to the election booth, and there are situations where people just don't have a picture ID. But King says voter fraud is on the rise.
It is not a story. It is real, and it's affecting the destiny of this country, and it's got to stop, and Matt Schultz has got the right plan. We need voter picture ID in Iowa, and we need to go beyond Matt Schultz's bill and do more.
Voter John Schmidt is a mechanic and a farmer, and he says he likes King's stance on the issue.
There's nothing wrong with a photo ID. You got to have a photo ID to cash a check. You should have a photo ID to vote. I might even go even farther. Say if you don't pay property tax, you don't pay income tax, you don't vote.
But Patrick Palmer, the owner of a small computer repair store in Hampton, says King goes too far.
He's just as embarrassed me as a constituent for things that he said all about immigrants and various things like that.
Whether or not this is an issue that will decide this election is unclear. Vilsack and King will debate again in Orange City on September 27th and in Sioux City on October 9th. As for the voter ID law, it's currently tied up in the courts because of a lawsuit from the ACLU and the League of United Latin American Citizens. In Hampton, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.